AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The ramped up tensions between the U.S. and Iran were aired today at the United Nations.
The United States and Iran exchanged accusations at the United Nations Monday before and after a closed U.N. Security Council meeting called by the United States. Acting U.S. U.N. Ambassador Jonathan Cohen blamed Iran for two recent attacks on tankers in the Persian Gulf and said Iran shot down a U.S. drone in international airspace last week.
The aircraft at no point entered Iranian airspace.
Iran's U.N. Ambassador Majid Takht-Ravani said talks with the U.S. aren't possible in the current climate.
You cannot start a dialogue with somebody who is threatening you, who is intimidating you.
On Monday, the U.S. placed financial sanctions on Iran's supreme leader and senior Iranian military figures. I'm Mike Rossio.
The White House says that Counselor Kellyanne Conway will not testify before a congressional committee this week. Lawmakers wanted to question her about alleged political comments that violate the Hatch Act. A unique Broadway-style play tonight. Actors reading aloud from the Mueller report.
The president became angry and lambasted the attorney general for his decision to recuse from the investigation.
That's actor John Lithgow reading the lines of President Trump in a performance hosted by LawWorksAction.org. President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin are planning to meet later this week. They'll be attending an international summit in Japan. Authorities say that the wife and daughter of a gunman who killed four people and took his own life escaped the California home where the shootings took place. San Jose police say the gunman likely shot the others and himself before officers arrived. In Illinois, a jury has found Brett Christensen guilty in the killing of a Chinese scholar. Her family says they hope he gets the death penalty. This is AP Radio News. A woman, two babies, and a toddler have been found dead at the U.S.-Mexico border. Our Tim McGuire reports.
Authorities are trying to determine the names of a young woman, two babies, and a toddler, and what country they came from. Their bodies were found in Texas, not far from the Rio Grande. Investigators say they more than likely died from the scorching heat after crossing the river. The Customs and Border Protection says about a half million people, many of them families, have been detained. There's no information on how many more made it across without being caught.
The Supreme Court struck down a section of a federal law that prevented businesses from registering trademarks that are viewed as scandalous or immoral. It's a victory for a California fashion brand whose name sounds very much like a banned word. The High Court ruled that the old provision is unconstitutional. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.